Good afternoon. My name is Sam Watts, and I'm the Executive Administrator of the North Carolina State Health Plan for Teachers and State Employees, the Division of the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that oversees and administers the State Health Plan. I'm so glad you're all able to join our conversation today. We'll be joined by members of the State Health Plan staff, Roberta Hamby and Jane Shirer, as well as Humana Representative Michelle Tallman and Aetna Representative Hannah Bowen. This telephone town hall event will give you the chance to learn more about the Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO-based 9010 plan and the Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO-enhanced 9010 plan. We'll also talk about the State Health Plan's switch from Blue Cross North Carolina to Aetna as the plan's new third-party administrator, or TPA, which is effective January 1, 2025, for those members who want to enroll in the base plan, which is a 7030. We'll have an opportunity to answer some of your questions, too. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press zero at any time to electronically raise your hand. We'll be able to bring some participants on the call today live on the air to ask questions. Good afternoon again. Just want to reiterate this. I'm Sam Watts. I'm the Executive Administrator of the State Health Plan. We're a division of the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that administers and your state health plan benefits. I'm so glad that you're all able to join our conversation today. We'll be joined by members of the State Health Plan staff, Roberta Hamby and Jane Shirer, as well as Humana Representative Michelle Tallman and Aetna Representative Hannah Bowen. This telephone town hall event will give you the chance to learn more about the Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO-based 9010 plan and the Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO-enhanced 9010 plan. We'll also talk about the health plan's switch from Blue Cross North Carolina to Aetna as the plan's new third-party administrator, or TPA, that's effective January 1, 2025, for any of you who wish to enroll in the base PPO plan, the traditional 7030. We'll have an opportunity to answer your questions, too. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press zero at any time to electronically raise your hand. We will be able to bring some participants on the call today live on the air to ask some questions. Again, I want to welcome you to you who have just joined us. I'm Sam Watts, Senior Executive Administrator of the State Health Plan, and I'm joined by Senior Customer Experience Specialists Roberta Hamby and Jane Shirer, as well as Michelle Tallman with Humana and Hannah Bowen with Aetna. We'll get started in just a moment, and I want to encourage you to visit the State Health Plan's website, www.shpnc.org, where you can find the information we'll discuss on this call. If you need additional help or if you have specific questions, we have extended call hours during open enrollment, which began Monday and lasts through October 25th. Just call 855-859-0966. That's 855-859-0966 between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is your call, and we want to hear from you. We'll take as many questions as we can today. We're looking forward to sharing more information about the open enrollment and your plan options for the 2025 benefit year. This call may help you decide if you need to take action during open enrollment. It looks like we have a lot of people on the call, so we're going to get started. To kick things off, there are two very important items we want to emphasize right from the start. First, all members currently enrolled in the Humana Medicare Advantage Base or Enhanced Plan 9010 will remain on that plan for 2025. Therefore, if you don't need to do anything during open enrollment if you want to remain enrolled in your Humana Group Medicare Advantage Plan. Second, starting January 1, 2025, the State Health Plan is transitioning TPA services from Blue Cross North Carolina to Aetna. While this does not affect Humana Medicare Advantage Plan members, it does impact members and dependents on the base PPO plan, the 7030. In addition, Medicare members currently enrolled in the base PPO plan will be moved to the Humana base plan unless they enroll in the base PPO plan 7030 during the open enrollment. And third, the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plans offer substantial savings on dependent premiums compared to the base PPO plan 7030. So this may be the year to take a closer look at the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plans and add your Medicare eligible spouse. You can add a spouse for just $37 on the Humana base plan compared to $425 on the base PPO plan. If you want to change plans or need to make changes regarding your dependents, you will need to take action during open enrollment. If you have non-Medicare dependents, They have different plan options and action may be required. Please see the decision guide you received in the mail for full details. Now I'd like to turn things over to Jane.
Thank you. It's great to be joined by so many state health plan members today and have the opportunity to hear from you and talk about what's ahead. Before we get started, I have a few brief announcements. If you would like to ask a question to one of our team members, please note that they are not able to answer questions about your specific health circumstances, which may include personal health information. If you have a question about your personal health circumstances, enrollment status, or the details of your plan coverage, please call the State Health Plan's Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center at 855-859-0966. The support center is open during open enrollment Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are recording this call, and it will be available on the plan's website for members who are not able to join us today. If you end up asking a question live on the call, please know that your question will be recorded as part of this call. Please don't include any personal health information and be as brief as you can so we can fit as many questions in as possible. Today we'll discuss your 2025 state health plan options. We'll explain some important information and resources you can use to make your decision. You should have already received your open enrollment decision guide in the mail. Please be sure you read it to make sure to make the most of your benefits. The information that we discussed today is located in the decision guide. If you have misplaced yours, you can view a copy on the plan's website at www.shpnc.org. As I'm sure you are well aware, as a Medicare eligible member, you are going to be getting a lot of mail over the next 3 months. So to be sure you're reading information sent from the state health plan, look for our blue Apple logo. Also, be aware that commercials that include sports stars or other celebrities are not associated with the plans offered through the state health plan. Now, I want to remind everyone on the line to press zero at any time during the call if you want to electronically raise your hand to ask a question. Next, I want to introduce Roberta, who will give an overview of your 2025 plan options.
Thanks, Jane. In 2025, the state health plan will continue to offer three plan options for Medicare-eligible members. The Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO 9010 base plan, the Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO 9010 enhanced plan, and the base PPO plan 7030, which will be administered by Aetna beginning January 1, 2025. There are no major benefit changes in any of these plans, but there is a potential for changes in your prescription drug coverage, as those costs vary based on the formulary or the list of drugs. The pharmacy benefits on this plan will work the same way as it does this year, so there is no need to change pharmacies. For full coverage details, members should refer to the benefits booklet on the plan's website at www.shpnc.org.
Thanks, Roberta. Can you provide more information about each of these plans?
Sure. I'll give a brief description of each of your options. All members should take a close look at each of these plans to determine which option will be best for you going forward. The first option is the Humana Medicare Advantage Base 9010 plan. There is no cost to qualified members who enroll or remain enrolled for only themselves under this option. Next, there is the Humana Medicare Advantage Enhanced 9010 plan. Generally, this covers the same benefits as the Medicare Advantage Base plan. However, members who cover them just themselves, pay a $67 monthly premium because some of the copays are lower in addition to a lower medical out-of-pocket maximum. To cover yourself and a Medicare-eligible dependent on the enhanced plan will be $167 per month. Another available plan option is the base PPO plan 7030. This plan acts as secondary coverage to traditional or original Medicare, so unlike the Medicare Advantage plans, it may be difficult to predict your out-of-pocket expenses. Preventive services will continue to be covered at 100% with this plan, and preferred and non-preferred insulin continue to have a $0 copay. Please note that members will need to reselect their PCP to keep enjoying lower copays. Your PCP that appears on your ID card now will not carry over, so make sure you reselect your PCP online during open enrollment. I want to take this opportunity to discuss the Clear Pricing Project, which offers the opportunity for cost savings to members on the base PPO Plan 7030. It does not apply to Medicare Advantage plan members. The goal of the Clear Pricing Project, or CPP, is to bring transparency to healthcare expenses while addressing the rising health costs that you and your family face every day. The plan will continue to offer copay reductions in 2025 for members who visit a CPP provider. For example, a base PPO plan 7030 members who select a CPP as the primary care provider shown on their ID card will enjoy a $0 copay when visiting that provider. In addition, there will be significantly reduced copays for members who visit a CPP specialist. Please note that this year, base PPO plan 7030 members will need to reselect their PCP provider during open enrollment. As a reminder, CPP providers are only located in North Carolina. For more details on the Clear Pricing Project, please visit the plan's website at www.shpnc.org.
Thanks for that information, Roberta. I want to remind everyone that if you have any questions, you can press 0 to be connected to someone who will take down your question. Soon, we'll start taking your questions live on the air. Next, I want to provide a refresher about Medicare Advantage plans. A Medicare Advantage plan is a Medicare health plan choice. It is different than having only original Medicare. To enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you must have both Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B in place. You must continue to pay the federal government the Part A premium if required and the Part B premium. The convenience of a Medicare Advantage plan is that you get all of your coverage, Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B, and Medicare prescription drug coverage, a Medicare Part D plus additional benefits, services, and discount programs through one insurance company, which is Humana. When you are enrolled in the state health plan's group Medicare Advantage plans, you are still considered a state health plan member covered by the plan. These plans also offer benefit advantages. For some benefits, you pay less than you would under original Medicare, and they offer benefits above the coverage offered under original Medicare.
I see that the Medicare Advantage base plan and the Medicare Advantage enhanced plan are PPO plans. Next, we have Michelle from Humana. Michelle, can you explain what this means?
Sure, Roberta. The state health plans Humana Group Medicare Advantage plans are national PPOs, or preferred provider organizations. And these are custom plans that give you access to providers nationwide, both within the PPO network and outside of the network. This means that you can see providers outside of the network without paying more for care. Providers do not have to be in network with Humana for you to continue to see them. As long as they participate with Medicare and are willing to submit your claim to Humana, you can continue to see your provider. For those of you who may be new to the state health plans, Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO plans, I want to highlight some of the features these plans offer. There's no deductible, no referrals to specialists are required, and there are predictable copays. There are maximum out-of-pocket limits for medical and pharmacy, which includes copays and coinsurance. This is the most you must pay in a calendar year before the plan pays 100% of covered expenses. Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage is included, and the pharmacy out-of-pocket for prescriptions will be lowered from $2,500 to $2,000. Preventive care coverage is included at no cost to you, as well as annual vision and hearing exams. The Silver Sneakers Fitness Program and Go365, which is Humana's Wellness Rewards Program, are also included. After an overnight inpatient stay in a hospital or skilled nursing facility, members are eligible for several post-discharge benefits that are available at no extra charge. To obtain more information and request an informational kit for the Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO plans, you may call Humana's dedicated state health plan customer care team at 1-888-700-2263. They are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may also visit the website that Humana created just for state health plan members. That website is your.humana.com/NCSHP. And here you can access all the medical and prescription drug benefit information, as well as additional program details.
Thanks, Michelle. This is Sam again. A lot of our members ask if they're enrolled in one of our Medicare Advantage plans, do they need additional medical coverage? Roberta, can you discuss this?
Sure, Sam. No, you do not need additional coverage. In fact, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you cannot use Medicare Supplement Insurance, or also known as a Medigap, to pay for out-of-pocket costs, such as copays and coinsurance. Since our Medicare Advantage plans include Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage, you also do not need and actually cannot have a standalone or individually purchased Medicare Part D plan or enroll into a second Medicare Advantage plan. Now, some people on this call may be TRICARE for Life beneficiaries. For those who are, you can enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. Typically, TRICARE for Life will cover the co-payments for services which are also covered by TRICARE for Life. Finally, one thing that is important for everyone to know, if you are covered by a federal employee health benefit plan or possibly another former employer's retiree group health plan, be sure to check with that plan to ensure that enrolling in one of our group Medicare Advantage plans will not disrupt your coverage with them. Also, unfortunately, not every group has their open enrollment period at the same time, so it will be very important to thoroughly read all of your open enrollment materials if you are eligible for multiple retiree group health plans.
Thanks for all that information, Roberta. I'm curious to hear what our listeners are thinking about. Let's take our first questions from our audience.
Okay, great. I believe we have Judith on the line. Judith, what is your question?
I'm interested in knowing whether the 70-30 plan will have a premium and whether you'll be able to continue your extra plan that goes that went with the 70-30. I also have a supplementary plan that goes with the 730, and that would that be able to be continued?
Yes. So first of all, the 70-30 plan will remain the same under Aetna. There are no changes to the benefits. You do have to remember that you will have to take action during open enrollment to re-elect the 70-30 plan. And remember, you'll have to re-elect your primary care provider. But there are no changes to the benefits. If you're not paying a premium now for the 70-30 plan, you will not pay a premium once it is administered by Aetna. And yes, you can still keep your supplemental plan.
Yes, Kathy, I understand you have a question about your current health plan.
Oh, yes. I'm retired from the state, and I have the Humana Medicare Advantage Enhanced Plan and the State Health Care, and I wanted to make sure I was on 90-10, but I was on 70-30 for years, but I switched to 90-10. Will that stay the same, or do I have to do anything?
Okay, so as long as you're on one of the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plan options, whether it's the base plan or the enhanced plan, it will roll over for 2025. You would not have to take action during the open enrollment period. But for those of you who may be on the 70-30 plan, you will have to take action if you want to keep that 70-30 plan for 2025. You would have to re-elect it.
Okay, we have Sharon on the line. Sharon, what is your question?
For the Humana base plan, what is the cost for a Medicare spouse per month?
If you're going to cover a spouse on the Humana base plan, the premium will be $37 per month.
Okay, we're receiving a lot of questions about dental and vision coverage. Please keep in mind that the state health plan does not provide dental or vision coverage to our retirees. However, you may obtain dental and vision coverage through the state retirement system. They have dental and vision coverage available through their contract with Pierce Insurance Agency. Their open enrollment began September the 16th and runs through October the 31st. You can find more information about their open enrollment and the plan options through the State Retirement System's website.
Hi, so we have Ola on the line. Ola, I think you have a question about your provider.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm calling about the Humana Medicare Advantage plan that we have. We live in South Carolina, and the largest medical provider in our state is the Medical University of South Carolina. Yesterday, we received information that they are no longer going to, that they are ending their contract with Humana. Now, I understand that because we have this plan, we could still continue to go there because they're a medical care Medicaid provider. However, you also said if they are willing to submit the bills to Humana, how do we know that that is going to happen?
So this the Medical University of South Carolina is intending to terminate their contract with Humana. However, there has been agreement that they will see group members on an out-of-network basis ongoing and will accept the Humana plan and submit those claims to Humana. So you should see no change in your coverage in 2025. And this applies as a reminder that with this plan, with the Humana plan, it does allow members to see both in-network and out-of-network providers. It's called a passive plan. So as long as your provider participates in Medicare and agrees to bill Humana, you're able to continue seeing them, even if they're, again, out of network. And you'll have the same cost share as well. And I would also add that if you have questions about your provider, please call the dedicated state health plan customer service line. That number, again, is 1-888-700-2263.
That was a great question. Again, if you'd like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to raise your hand, and one of our team members will get your information. Now we're going to talk about changes for this upcoming plan year. No matter what plan you're leaning towards selecting, there are a few changes you should know about. Michelle, can you speak to the changes on the Humana Group Medicare Advantage plans?
Sure. There are no major changes to the benefits for the 2025 plan year. There may be some changes to the formulary or the list of covered drugs for 2025. We do encourage those of you who will be enrolled in the Humana Medicare Advantage plans for 2025 to verify that your drug is covered and what your copay will be for the 2025 plan year. You may access the 2025 formulary list on the custom website that Humana has created just for state health plan members by visiting your.humana.com/NCSHP. You may also call Humana's dedicated state health plan customer care team at 1-888-700-2263. And a representative can assist with looking up your medications. Representatives are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Humana will be sending a letter in December to those state health plan members who are taking a medication that may be changing formulary tiers or may have new authorization requirements for the 2025 plan year.
Thank you, Michelle. This is Roberta, and there are also no significant benefit changes to the base PPO 7030, but there may be changes to your prescription coverage as changes in the formulary or drug list are possible. I see that the base 7030 plan is a PPO plan. Hannah is with Aetna, and I'll ask her to explain what this means.
Sure, Roberta. The state health plan's base PPO plan, or 7030, is a national PPO, or preferred provider organization. As a reminder, Aetna will be the new third-party administrator, or TPA, for the North Carolina State Health Plan Network as of January 1, 2025. Aetna will process medical claims and offer a provider network. The plan allows you the flexibility to visit any provider in or out of network and receive benefits. However, you pay less when you visit an in-network provider. For those of you that may be new to Aetna, I want to highlight some of the features we offer. New expanded disease and case management programs, new 24-hour nurse line, new virtual care services through Teladoc, and a new LifeMart discount program.
Thanks, Hannah. Just to be clear, the transition to Aetna is only applicable to the base PPO plan 7030. It does not impact our Humana Medicare Advantage plans. Now, let's take more questions from our audience.
Yes, I think we have Wilda on the line with a question.
Yes. This is Wilda. I have a Medicare Advantage plan because I'm a retiree of another state. So I want to take the 7030 plan, and my prescriptions have been covered by the 3070 plan that I have now. So I just want to know, will my prescriptions also be covered under the 7030 with Aetna?
So they sure will. Nothing is changing with the pharmacy benefits under the 7030 plan with the transition to Aetna.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please make sure, Wilda, that you re-elect the 7030 plan. That will be necessary.
Okay, great. I think we've got Shelia on the line now. Shelia, do you have a question?
Yes, I am going to be turning 65 in November. My question is, will the Medicare start November 1st? Do I need to do anything during the open enrollment? Because I don't want to be without insurance for those few weeks.
Right. Well, number one, you have to make sure you have your Medicare Part A and Part B in place for November 1st. That's your Medicare eligibility date.
We should have defaulted you to the Humana Group Medicare Advantage Base Plan, and that will actually roll over to the 2025 plan year. If you want to verify that you are on the Humana plan, you need to call the Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center at 855-859-0966.
Yes. Mary, you have a question for us?
Yes. I'm a retired teacher, and I've always been in the past with Blue Cross Blue Shield as one of the options for the state health plan. So I'm looking at the brochure, and it says Medicare members enrolled in the base PPO plan 7030. I assume that means the Blue Cross Blue Shield will be moved to the Humana Medicare Advantage base PPO plan. So
yes.
Would I automatically be moved from what had been Blue Cross Blue Shield Humana base plan?
Yes, that is correct. For the open enrollment, you have been moved over to the Humana Medicare Advantage base plan. If you want to keep the 7030 plan, you can do so. You just have to take action. You would call our Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center at 855-859-0966, and they would be able to make that change for you.
I think we have a call here from Beth. Beth, do you have a question?
Yes, it's about vision.
Yes, your question?
Yes, I'm on the base PPO Humana plan, and when we go to the eye doctor, they've been paying our copay. Now, is that still going to stay the same? But my question is, then if they want to, I forgot what, the refraction thing or something, and I think that means if they write a prescription for your for glasses, they want to charge an extra $40. Now,
so,
do y'all cover both of those?
Yes, so the Humana Medicare Advantage plans do cover one annual eye exam, routine eye exam per year, and that does cover refraction, which is, as you stated, when they check for your prescription. And that is covered on both the base and the enhanced plan. On the base plan, it's a $40 copay, and on the enhanced plan, it's a $35 copay.
Great. We've had a lot of great questions today. So, again, if you'd like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to electronically raise your hand, and one of our team members will get your information and put you in line. Jane, can you share more information about how members can make a change to their plans?
Sure. Remember, during open enrollment, which began on September 30th and runs through October 25th, you can change your plan either online or by phone. To make a change online, visit the State Health Plan website at www.shpnc.org and click the e-benefits link. As a reminder, all members currently enrolled in the Humana Medicare Advantage base or enhanced plan 9010 will remain on that plan for 2025. Therefore, you don't need to do anything during open enrollment if you don't want to make a change. However, all Medicare members currently enrolled in the base PPO 7030 plan, which will be administered by Aetna, are going to be moved to the Humana Medicare Advantage base plan for 2025 unless you take action during open enrollment. Again, if you're on the 7030 plan and you want it for 2025, you have to re-elect it. To make a change by phone, call us at 855-859-0966. During open enrollment, this line will offer extended hours and be open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Any plan changes you make will be effective January 1, 2025.
We're getting a lot of questions about your providers and how they work with Medicare Advantage Plan, with Medicare Advantage Plan. Michelle, can you address this?
Sure, Sam. The state health plans, Humana Group Medicare Advantage PPO plans, include a custom feature that allows members to see both in-network and out-of-network providers, as long as your provider participates in Medicare and agrees to bill Humana. You can continue to see your provider even if they are out of network. This means you don't need to find a new doctor. This is different than what you may have experienced with other PPO plans. If you have questions about your provider, please call Humana's dedicated state health plan customer care team at 1-888-700-2263. Our customer service representatives are able to confirm your provider's status with the plan and will outreach to your provider to help educate them about how this plan works. Let us help educate your providers. This is a common service we offer all of our members, and we are happy to do it.
We shared a lot of great information on this call, and we want to answer some additional questions we received.
Okay, great. We've got Irish on the phone. Irish, did you have a question?
Yes. If I was to change to the Humana plan from the PPO plan, do you have to have approval for tests like MRIs and things like that? Does it have to be pre-approved before they're done?
I'm going to ask Michelle to answer that question for you. She's from with Humana.
Hi, Irish. Yes. So in certain cases, an MRI as an example, authorization would be required prior to getting that service. However, that is something that your provider is responsible for putting in place. So they would work with Humana in order to put that authorization in place for that service.
Okay. Judy, you had a question for us today?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. And what is your question, please?
My copay, I have Humana, and my copay at the doctor's is just $20. Now, will it stay the same if I just keep what I got?
Yes. If you keep what you have now, it will roll over for 2025, and there are no changes to the co-pays or co-insurance requirements, okay? So you'll be good to go.
Okay, we've got Linda on the line. Linda, what is your question? Linda? Linda, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Linda. This is Jane with the State Health Plan. What's your question?
Okay, when I go to select the enhanced coverage, it says $100 a month, and I know it's supposed to be $67. And then it says you're supposed to select the or update the primary care provider for 2025. I follow those directions, and it says to locate the primary care provider selection link under plan details, and there is no such thing.
Okay, so are you, you're a retiree of the state, or are you a surviving spouse?
I'm
covered on the plan. Okay. Well, the Humana Enhanced Plan should be a $67 a month premium. So you may want to contact the Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center, and they can walk you through it and verify that you're getting enrolled in the correct plan and your premium. So I would suggest calling them directly at 855-859-0966.
And Edith, would you like to answer or ask your question? Edith?
Oh, yes, I was going to ask how much was the enhanced Humana, but you just said it was $67 a month, right?
That is correct. For the subscriber, the Medicare primary retiree, it will be $67 a month.
Okay, we're going to go back to more information for you. So we've gotten a lot of information, so I'm going to turn it over to Sam.
We've had so many great questions. Really, really a great webinar here. There were lots of questions we didn't get a chance to answer today. Roberta, what can participants do next?
Please make sure you read the materials you've received from the State Health Plan, and you can explore the information on the State Health Plan's website, www.shpnc.org. But keep in mind the all-important date of October 25th, 2024, which is the deadline to make your 2025 health plan choice. Remember, for 2025, all members currently enrolled in the Humana Medicare Advantage Base or Enhanced Plan 9010 will remain on that plan for 2025. Therefore, you do not need to do anything during open enrollment if you do not want to make a change. However, all Medicare members currently enrolled in the Base PPO Plan 7030 administered by Aetna will be moved to the Medicare Advantage base plan for 2025 unless they take action during open enrollment.
This is Sam. If we didn't get your question or if you have comments, please, please call us at 855-859-0966. I know there's still some questions out there, but our time is coming close to a close. We thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a great afternoon. But please do call 855-859-0966 if you have any further questions or concerns about your benefits.